Butterflies would turn someday.
You've probably seen it. A post starts circulating about the great, the phenomenal warrior in history, Rosa Parks. But instead of beginning with what she faced, it opens something like this. Well, you know, actually, she wasn't the first. Then comes a list. Names you may or may not have heard before. A quiet correction. A tone that sounds factual, even helpful. And again, there's nothing wrong with telling the fuller truth. Women like Claudette Colvin, who was much younger, deserve to be named, honored, and remembered. We have her on the blog, We Survive Abuse. And we point out that she was very young and in a time when they, you know, folks were harming, as they still are. What do I mean in a time? But she was young and she was with child, as they would have said then. With child, it was dangerous to let her be the front person of the movement. So, no, there was Rosa Parks, who did not have children and was a married woman and was skilled and was, I guess, in this day and age, we would call her an advocate or a legal assistant or something. She had already done cases before. So she was the front person and much older. So listen, pay attention, though, when they speak of Rosa Parks, when folks speak of Rosa Parks. What happens next? Because the story keeps moving. We keep finding more names, more corrections, more, hey, did you know? And somewhere along the way, there's something important that slips. Something critical. The reason any of them had to act at all. Because why was all of this necessary? Could it have been the system, the enforcement, the danger, the daily humiliation? The behavior, the stalking, the harm, the violence, the abuse. And see, some survivors recognize this pattern immediately because it's not just in history, it's a familiar shift. It's what happens when the focus moves from what was done to you to how the story is told. Your experience becomes a detail to be adjusted instead of a truth to be held. The conversation becomes about accuracy, but not about accountability. The center kind of moves, and when the center moves, the weight of the story moves with it. So let's put some anchors here. The Montgomery bus boycott did not begin because of misunderstanding. It did not rise out of random timing. It was a response to enforced segregation, to a system that required Black people to give up their seats, their dignity, and their safety on command, on demand. It was about power. It was about control. It was about harm, repeated daily until resistance became necessary. So yes, tell the fuller story. We like truth. Name every woman who stood. Honor those who came before Rosa Parks. Honor those who came alongside Rosa Parks. But do not let that expansion erase the foundation. Because when the story becomes constantly, this person was first, and hey, that's not an accurate detail that they were to, hey. No, they covered that up. No. Instead of, why did this have to happen? Then something important has been lost. And many a survivor of all types of violence knows the cost of that loss. When harm is not clearly named, it becomes a whole lot easier to question everybody else's response to it rather than the harm in the first place. When harm doers are not clearly named, they become easier to forget. They could slip on in the shadows. And when stories drift too far into correction without grounding, you know, toddling with details, truth gets thinned out until it barely holds. Truth is important, and let's never divorce it from why this resistance was necessary in the first place. You're allowed to hold both. The full line of women who resisted, we welcome that entire line. We welcome that. But we also welcome the full weight, the full understanding. Even the things that social media won't let you say of what they were resisting. Because one cannot grow without the other and still be truth. That's imbalance. So when you hear the shift, when the story starts to circle around names of resistors and which one came first and which one did this and which one did that, da 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 da, da. And then you divorce it from the other piece, you're not getting the full truth. So let's just bring it back. The questions we should always be asking: what was happening that made this necessary? What was happening that made this resistance necessary, this act of resistance? Because this woman, let's understand, these people, human beings who could have been doing other things with their lives, they didn't come here to be, you know, resistors. They're full human beings. They could have been doing so many other wonderful things. But something interrupted that flow. And what was happening? Who was making that difficult? Who was enforcing it? Why was resistance even necessary in the first place? Why couldn't they be doing something that they enjoyed, doing something with their own families, their own friends, enjoying, relaxing, resting, taking care of themselves? Because strategy did not appear out of nowhere. It was born from pressure, from danger, from a system that made every day, let me just enjoy my life, unsafe. And that part of the story should never be softened. It should never be skipped, and it should never be replaced. Don't leave that out. You are not here to argue over who came first while harm disappears and plays peekaboo in the background. You are here to keep the story anchored. Honor every name and hold the truth steady. They should never have had to fight that way at all. That was not their purpose in life. They were human beings. Human beings. The weight of that, right? To realize that these people had every right to live their lives fully as untampered with human beings, untrespassed upon. That's not what it was at all. So in any case, I thank you for listening, and protect your greatness. Thanks.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.